Thank you for joining us this morning live on our Instagram account. We're launching our brand new series for the love of Freo. And to kick us all off today, we're joined on the screen by an incredibly talented broadcaster and most importantly, a massive Fremantle Dockers fan, Nerilee Meadows. How are you going?
I'm good. I've just finished Jaddy's quarantine challenge. So Cara Antonio, skipper of the AFLW team, she set out a challenge for me in hotel quarantine. So I've just finished that morning, so I'm feeling good.
What have we got there on the routine? Has she been? Is it pretty grueling?
It's not too bad. So 10,000 steps a day. So I've worked out in my hotel room that if I go from the window to the door behind me, that's 16 steps. So a lap is. I do 315 laps. That gets me to 10,000. Then we got push-ups, shoulder taps, leg raises, crunches, dips, good mornings, glute raises. So, yeah, I'm ready to go for pre-season for the AFLW girls. 35's not too old to get picked up, right?
Yeah, no, not at all. Let's talk about where you are. You're in hotel quarantine. Can you tell us why?
I've just been at – hi, Jerry. Hi, Glenn. I've just been in Dubai for the Indian Premier League. So I was hosting for Star Sports over there in the UAE because it wasn't held in India this year because of Corona. And this was my very convoluted way to get home to WA because you wouldn't let me in all year long. So at 5 p.m., they're very strict. I got off the plane at 5 p.m. and that's when quarantine ends. So at 5 p.m. today, I get out and I get to see my family for the first time in 9 months.
I was going to ask, is that the first thing you're going to do once you leave the place at 5 p.m. today?
Yeah. So mum and dad will come and pick me up. And for the last time I saw my mum was actually at the Fremantle ladies lunch in March. So,
oh God, it's been a long, long, long time. And we're hoping to have you back here at the club sometime soon. It'd be great to see you again in a little bit. Before we move on to the Freo fans watching on, I can see the comments filtering through quite quickly. If you've got any questions, jump into the comments below. We'll get to some shortly for Nerilee. Now, let's shift to why we're here this morning, Nez, and get into some Freo chat. What did you think of season 2020? Was it a fairly different year for you watching on? You obviously weren't at Optus this year.
Yeah, my voice was at Optus, but I actually... The first time in goodness knows how long, 20 plus years that I haven't seen a live game of AFL all year long because crowds weren't allowed in and I wasn't working on the AFL. And then I finished the year in the UAE. So I was watching from the UAE for the end of the season. So very different for me. So watched the boys from afar, very dirty on the fact that the girls didn't get a chance to win a flag. I know the AFL has admitted that was a stuff up, but that's been very fun to watch the girls have a crack at a title. But yeah, so very different watching on, but very happy to see some of the young guns come through and future looking a little brighter.
We do hope the girls can get it done in 2021. You mentioned your voice across Optus Stadium. So for those who don't know, many who would have been there pre-game, we had a video blaring basically before every home game. And it was a nice little video with your voice underneath. I know some Freo fans are tagging you pre-game on social media, like, oh, you're here in spirit.
Which is really lovely because, like I say, I didn't get to a footy game all season long. So it was kind of weird listening to videos that fans were tagging me on of my voice at their game. But mum said maybe she should just go to the ground just to hear me at a footy game at least.
Yeah. And you did touch on the young...
My whole family.
You did touch on the young guns, Nerilee. Is that sort of what excites you most coming out of 2020 as we head into 2021 for the men's team this year? Is there anything else that really stands out for you that just really excites you about next year?
Look, I'm not going to lie. I was pretty excited this week when David Mundy signed on for another for a couple of reasons. One, because, you know, who doesn't love Mundy? But two, because he's a couple of months older than me. So there's still at least one player running around that's older than me. And that makes me happy.
There's hope for you to join the AFLW side, maybe narrowly, next year.
Exactly. I'm the same age as Erin Phillips. I mean, she's just a little younger than me, but... Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, let's go right back to the start, because you're a lifelong Freo fan. Can I ask, how did you first become to be one? Is it a family connection? What is it?
Well, I'm actually not a lifelong Freo fan. So I was initially Coast fan because Freo obviously didn't exist. And I didn't switch over immediately, but it was, we just kept getting absolutely pummeled in Western derbies, and I started wanting Freo to win. And so I'm the opposite of a bandwagon jumper, basically. We were so bad that I wanted the underdogs to win, and I figured if I was going for Freo in derbies, then I probably went for Freo overall. So that's how I became a Freo supporter. But I'm a bit of a different Freo supporter because I don't hate West Coast, and the rest of my team goes for West Coast, but they actually go for Freo as their second team. So I just like to see the West Australian teams do well. And I have a lot of friends that play for West Coast and stuff like that as well. So, but I'm a Freo fan through wanting the underdogs to do well, basically.
It's good to see you sharing the love around the WA teams. I'm interested to know this one, and feel free to go with both a men and women's player here, but your favourite player to wear the purple ever and why? Is it Dave Mundy?
No, I would say probably Modra, Medhurst and Ballantyne would be my three that I just love for very different reasons. Modra was just the great entertainer. Medhurst, I just absolutely loved as a teenage girl. My brother's even got me a signed photo for Christmas one year. And Ballas, just because he's just a heart and soul player, and he's one of those, you know, going to footy and watching it live, he's one of the players that I loved watching live just because of the gut-busting efforts that he puts in. And you see so much of his game watching live than you do on TV. You know, on TV, you see him at the end of the goal and over his haunch is absolutely exhausted. But you don't see all the reasons why he's so knackered at the end of it. And I think when you go and watch live, you just, you know, see how much effort he puts into every single contest, and just so much admiration for him. And I think because I, you know, knew him since the beginning when he was, you know, playing for Peel and, you know, favourite for the Sandover and all those sort of things, that I remember interviewing him in a surf shop that he was working in part-time down in Mandurah the week that he was favourite for the Sandover and, you know, was about to get picked up by Freo and all those sorts of things. And he's just always had that sort of little bloke swag about him. his confidence sort of took over the just how little he was, and I love the way he went about it. I love the fact that he got under everyone else's skin, even though he was like my height. So I think those three.
I like that you use little bloke swag and not the usual pest label that some give him. Unfortunately, I'm a bit young to have appreciated the Tony Modra era, but I love all the highlights, especially that one, kicking the goal, the famous slapping the ground moment. There's been some excellent players in our time. Women's team, is it Juddy, or has she gone down in your favourite ranks, given that she's given you all these hard workout programs?
No, Juddy's been amazing this year. She's given me so many workout regimes through lockdown in Melbourne and now in hotel quarantine. So she's been phenomenal. But Juddy is also pretty much the number one footballer in the Meadows household. She's got an open invitation to join us for Christmas because earlier this year, well, last year, she surprised my niece at a Auskick clinic. And my niece is a Freo supporter. She's the only non-West Coast one because of me. And, yeah, Juddy has signed a jumper for her, like, way back when AFLW started. She joined and surprised her at an Auskick. And then this year she actually organised for my niece to run out as the mascot at the first ever Western Derby in the AFLW. So
cool.
West Coast supporter, brother and parents think that she is just the greatest thing of all time. Because, yeah, my I think she's just the best and has her footy card and all those sorts of things. So, yeah, Juddy, no, definitely number one footy person in our family.
Yeah. Hey, Naz, you've been in the footy media space for a while. You've interviewed a lot of Freo stars across the journey. You talked about interviewing Ballers just before. What are some of your standouts? Who have you really enjoyed chatting to?
I loved chatting to Sonny a couple of years ago, getting to tell his story in a more intimate sort of manner. I think, the adversity that he's overcome is just unbelievable. And I love being able to show the real side of people. So that was phenomenal a couple of years ago. And then more recently, Sabrina Duffy on the podcast that I do, she spoke for the first time really about going through the foster care system and being looked after by her foster parents and just the adversity that she's faced. And she's just so inspirational. So those are definitely a couple that stand out for me, because I love people that buck the trend and overcome the odds. And, you know, and I think they're always just really inspiring for kids watching on. So, yeah, I think Sunny and Sab are pretty cool.
It was a great story that Sab's shared on the podcast. I want to talk to you about that in just a sec. But while we're on the topic, favorite, funniest moment from reporting on AFL?
I don't really know. I always suck at thinking of funny moments. sorry. Yeah, I don't know.
All our players have looked after you. They haven't, nothing embarrassing, nothing funny that's popped up with them.
Hav's definitely been nicer since he's a media person than what he was as a player back in the day. but no, everyone's been pretty good. And yeah, somebody just said Freddie. So he's definitely become one of my sort of loving watching him play. He's so exciting to watch him play. So looking forward to that. Yeah, but no, I can't really think of any sort of real funny moments off the top of my head. Sorry, bit blank on that one.
That's okay. There's a lot of Freddie love in the comments I'm seeing, which I'll have to let him know.
We did a lot about Freddie during the year as well, saying I just love him and love how much he just enjoys the game. So
we can't wait to see his career from here. Hey, I just saw in the comments as well, congrats on your award for your Ordinarily Speaking podcast. You won the best sports podcast at the recent Australian Podcast Awards. That must be a great feeling. And obviously Sabrina's story was part of that.
Yeah, for sure. It was just felt good to win something that was, I mean, the way that I sort of said it to my parents was it's an award that covers a lot of different things, but to be a female covering mental health essentially in the game, I think those two things make it even more special in the sports context of Australia. I think that shows where we're at. And it's pretty cool how far we've come. And when people like Sab are willing to share her story and people really want to hear it, I think that's amazing. And, yeah, brings a lot of joy to me. And it was nice that it got a bit of reward for something that I worked really hard on and was a passion project. But more importantly, that those really important stories were heard and appreciated from people who were listening.
We talked about favourite players. Memorable moments. We've had plenty since 1995. Is there something that's etched in the memory? One thing that sort of stands out for you as a favourite Freo moment? A lot of people say that 2013 final series. Does that resonate with you? Is there something else that really sticks in your brain?
2003 was pretty cool when we made it to the finals for the first time. And I was a member that year. So, cause I'd moved up to Perth and yeah, that was pretty special. But I would have to say nothing will ever beat the qualifying final win over Geelong, cause I was there live and I was friends with, Troy Selwood's partner, and so I was sitting with all the, who was then an assistant and development coach at Geelong still is, but so I was sitting with all the partners and families of the Geelong players whilst watching us pull off Mission Impossible, first team to be forced to play down at Cadinia Park in the finals, and, you know, no one won there. And that, you know, the Sandy Tap to Stephen Hill, like that is the best quintessential Fremantle moment. Shut the door, done, you know, and then the next week with the prelim beating Sydney, just it was all over after quarter time. We were so ruthless. So unfortunately the granny didn't go our way, but yeah, I would say that qualifying final win over Geelong, it just doesn't get any better than that.
Someone just said in the comments, Michael Frederick's debut day was there. Favourite Freo moment. We might as well just do a whole series on how good Michael Frederick is, because of all the love for him in the comments. Hey, we know you're out of quarantine today. What are your summer plans now? Are you Perth bound for a little while now?
Yeah, Perth bound for a little while. It's like I say, it's been 9 months since I've seen my family. So pretty excited to just hang out with them, enjoy fresh air. I haven't had a breath literally of fresh air for 14 days. And I haven't, you know, had a cold tap beer for months and months and months. been in quarantine in Melbourne the whole year and then in bubble at the IPL. So, yeah, I'm just the simple things in life is what I'm really, really looking forward to. I might even do a boxing session with Juddy and Springer at the club as well.
I love that. That's great. But on the IPL, you've done that. You did the Super Bowl coverage recently too. Those moments, do you just sort of look back and go, wow, that was a bit surreal?
Yeah, there's been some crazy moments this year. Like, it's been a really challenging year, but it's been amazing as well. Like, going to Super Bowl, covering the IPL, the Women's World Cup final in the cricket with 86,000 people. I never thought I'd be at a sporting event, you know, for women with 86,000 people. It was such a special moment. And interviewing Billie Jean King at the end of that, talking about, you know, it's not the gentleman's game, it's the women's game now, and stuff like that. It's been a real weird year for me of ups and downs, and for everyone, let's be honest. But I think I sort of summed it up the other day with I've had three police escorts this year, one at the Super Bowl, one at the opening game of the IPL, and one to get to hotel quarantine. So that pretty much sums up 2020 for me.
You've had a bloody busy year, that's for sure. Hey, Natalie, you're a true Freo fan at heart. You're one of our biggest supporters across both our men's and women's team. You've been an ambassador for the club. And we're very fortunate to have you backing us in all the way. This series is called For the Love of Freo. It is what it's all about. If you can sum up in a sentence or two, what do you love about the Fremantle Dockers Footy Club? What does it mean to you?
I love the purple haze. I love the passion. I love it. I don't know, we're just doing it the hard way, and it's just going to mean the world when we finally win one, whether it's with the women or the men. And yeah, it's just a lot of passion that goes into the club, and it's a good club, and we'll get there one day. But I think that's sort of what means the most to me.
I think we're on the right track, and I can't wait for that day as well. Natalie, thank you so much for your time today. I've thoroughly enjoyed our chat, and good luck in your final few hours of hotel quarantine.
Thanks for having me on.